just say, young folks have revival, and we'll sit back and watch. But we've got to be a generation that shows them how to have revival. Amen. Amen. We need a generation that'll show the young people, amen, how to get in and shout and be moved by the power of God. Amen. We need an older generation that has showed the young folks, amen, how to let the Spirit have its way. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that some of these will get in. Amen. The Holy Ghost just teaches them. Amen. But I'm talking about teaching them. Amen. This is how you do it, and that's how you do it. Amen. But throw our hands toward heaven, as Brother Newton showed us tonight, still have a zeal to see revival. Amen. And when we'll show that to our young folks, I want to tell you what. Amen. They catch on so easily. Amen. Amen. They follow right in the footsteps. I tell you what we need. We need old-fashioned revival. Amen. But it takes each of us tonight, doesn't it? Amen. Promoting revival and longing for revival and seeing that soul-stirring feeling down deep inside. It says, God, let it happen to me. Oh, Lord, I know it's falling on the young folks, but let it happen to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Megan and Owen's going to sing for you here tonight. Amen. Sing with them. Glory to God. Listen to the words of this song. Thank you.
Jesus.
Oh, that needs to be our cry. Just one touch, Lord.
Say come, I wouldn't walk, I'd run right now. Oh, to get to Jesus.
Maybe you can't see down that road where you've been, God only knows. And the hope inside your heart is on the side.
Thank God.
Get to Jesus. Just one touch could be enough for all you needed. Oh, when you hear him say, come, I wouldn't walk, I'd run right now. Oh, to get to Jesus. Whatever it takes to get to Jesus, just one touch could be enough for all you needed. So when you hear him say, come, I wouldn't walk, I'd run right now.
Oh, thank you, Lord, to get to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever it takes. Hallelujah. Oh, church, that's what we've got to do. Oh, what do you have need of tonight? Amen. We've got to reach for him. We've got to long to touch him. Hallelujah. There's got to be a desire. Lord, I need you tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, I wouldn't walk, but I believe I'd run. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, to get to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, have you ever been there before?
Oh, yes.
Listen. It's reaching. Oh, God, help us here tonight, Lord. I feel you, Lord. Whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Oh, just one touch could be enough for all you needed. I wouldn't walk, I'd run right now. Oh, to get to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, can you raise your hands and praise him tonight? Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, do whatever it takes. Amen. To get to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel his presence here tonight. Amen. I feel he's touching this place. We want the Lord just to have his way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I appreciate the Lord and his blessing he's already bestowed upon us. It is by him and through him alone. Amen. And that's all that's going to help us tonight. Amen. It will be God that moves on us. Hallelujah. Open your hearts to him tonight. Open your hearts to him tonight. Do we really long for that move within us? Amen. We all have needs here tonight. We all have needs here tonight. But I would say that oftentimes our needs, amen. I just have to tell you, my needs have went unmet at times. It's not because God wasn't sufficient. It wasn't because he wasn't able. But how many, you can agree with me here tonight, it's because I did not reach for what I desired. I knew that I needed it. Amen. I knew that I needed it. But I tell you what, church, amen, if we can do whatever it takes. We know that's what it takes. It takes Jesus, doesn't it? Amen. Oh, but that pressing part in between us and him is sometimes where we get sidetracked. But I say in this service tonight, amen, let us do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't know him tonight, oh, I'd like to introduce you to him. He's the most blessed friend you'll ever have. He's the one that will sit closer than a brother. Amen. He's the one that'll lead you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Amen. He is the one, amen, that can wash away your sin and make you brand new all over again. Amen. You've never felt such joy and peace as when your sins roll away and they're covered by the blood. Amen. If you don't know him, I earnestly plead with you tonight. Amen. Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody stand in your way. Amen. Nobody's going to look at you funny. These altars are open from the very beginning here tonight. Hallelujah. I appreciate the invitation. May God bless you for all you've done for our children. Amen. I appreciate them and my wife. They are, and we are in this ministry together. Amen. We are one in this. Amen. It's not just me. By no means. I couldn't do it without them. And I appreciate them so much and appreciate you for what you've done for them and all you've done for us. My, all the food and all the things that's been done. We very much appreciate it. Amen. Would you turn your Bibles with us tonight? Amen. To 1 Samuel chapter 17. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We'll begin reading here at verse 40. Lord, I'd help us tonight. Amen. Look at these verses with me. Familiar verses. Amen. We all know these well. But I'd sure like the Lord to help us out of them tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. And I believe that we can, amen, see the manifestation of God's presence in this place. Amen. And he can touch our hearts and lives. Glory to God. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Appreciate all the visiting preachers that are here tonight. May God bless you. Let's look here. Verse 17, chapter 40. I'll get it right here in a minute. Chapter 17, verse 40. Amen. Let's read there. Glory to God. See, here's what it says. It says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand and drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou shouldest come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, I'll get this right here tonight. Just bear with me. We're going to get through it. Amen. Amen. It says here in this verse of scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Hallelujah. I want you to look at that verse of scripture there toward the end. And verse 51, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine. Would you pray with us here tonight? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you know I can't do it in my words. I'm lips of clay, Lord. I'm just lips of clay. But God, I know that if your anointing will come in this place like it has in this revival, God, I know that the hearts can be touched, souls can be helped, souls can be saved. Lord, there can be those that are in the midst of just a difficult time in their life, God, and they can find deliverance in this battle that they're in. God, I ask that you would help me, anoint me, but anoint the ears of the hearers and anoint the hearts of everyone. on, that our spirits can bear witness with your word, God, and we'll give you the glory and we'll give you the honor for everything that's done in this place tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's just pull together here with our minds tonight. Amen. Oh, I know we come from different places and different churches. Amen. But we need the Lord to help us. Amen. There are individuals in this place tonight that very much need, amen, to see the importance of this scripture. Amen. You may be young. Amen. You may be a teenager. Amen. You may be a young married individual. Amen. But I want to tell you there's some great importance in these verses of scripture. Amen. I want you to notice in this that David, amen, he takes it upon himself, amen, to go down to the valley and fight this giant. Amen. He goes down into the valley to fight Goliath. Amen. All of us in our life have these, if you will, to me, Goliath is nothing more than a depiction of the devil. Amen. He's the one that roars. He's the one that makes a big noise. Amen. He's the one that wants to defy God. Amen. In every way, in every part of our life. Amen. But us as Christians recognize and must know, amen, that he that lives within us is greater, amen, than he that is in the world. Amen. We've got to recognize that this God that we serve, amen, is not one. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That is powerless. Amen. But he is a God, amen, that can keep us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But I want you to recognize that there are times in our life, amen, when these giants come against us, amen, there are different kinds of giants in our life, amen, there are those, amen, oftentimes, amen, they may be of tests, they may be of disappointment, they may be of fences that have come our way, they may be of wounds that we are wounded with tonight, amen, they may be trials and tests of our faith, amen, some of those things may be even sin, amen, there may be sin that is that giant that looms before us, amen, oh, whatever the condition of the heart, amen, sinner, if you are here tonight, amen, there is only one giant in your way, and it is sin. But I want to tell you, there is victory to be found, and there is a place of salvation to find, amen, in the hands of a mighty God. Oh, what are we going to do with the giants before us? Amen. I know there's books out there on this subject. Amen. There's one very popular one out there. I've never read it. Amen. But it talks about facing the giants. Amen. But I tell you, it sounds like a good subject to me. Amen. But oh, as I read these verses of scripture, amen, I find that God, amen, knows how to kill every giant. Amen. We don't have to be a church that is defeated. Amen. We don't have to be a Christian that's under the thumb and the rule of the devil. Amen. Because we have been given all power. Amen. But glory to God, we've got the authority over the devil. Amen. He has not got authority over us. Amen. How many here tonight, amen, recognize that there is a great authority in this world? Amen. There is a greater authority than the devil. Amen. Glory to God. All he does is roam about. Amen. Define God's people. Amen. Define God's name. Amen. Define things here and there. Amen. Trying to defy your life. Amen. Oh, glory to God. But I want to preach to you simply here tonight. Amen. David slew the giant. Amen. And then he goes and he stands upon the giant. I want to preach to you just simply on this. Making stepping stones out of giants. Amen. Making stepping stones out of giants. Amen. Can I tell you there is some people in this place tonight, amen, that God longs to give victory to. And if you'll make a stepping stone out of that giant, amen, it's just a springboard to greater things. It's just another avenue to find a place in God. Amen. I want to tell you, there are giants in our way, and they need to be stepping stones, because the only place the devil belongs is under the feet of the saint of God. He does not belong standing before us. He does not belong defying us. But I tell you what God longs to do. He longs to bring deliverance to you tonight and set you free from that giant that is facing you. Amen. He may be staring you down. It may be at every turn. When you wake up in the night, the only thing you may be able to think about, amen, is that giant that has come against you. Amen. But I'm here to preach to you, amen, on the authority of God's word, amen, that there is no need to back down, amen, you don't need to cower to him, amen, you don't need to set back, oh, glory to God, because you've been given a great and mighty opportunity, amen, to win the battle, amen. Let me tell you something, God longs for the church, amen, to win the battle, amen. Why does he want us to do that? Amen. Because the giant is standing, amen, on your property, amen, he's standing on your ground, amen, it was the rightful place of the children of Israel, amen, they had been granted all the victories, amen, that God had given to them. And this giant was not standing on his ground, but he was standing on God's ground. And I want to tell you, church, you got to get in your mind, amen, that you're going to win and you're going to overcome, because the devil has encroached on the ground of the saint of God. Amen. Church, we've got to bind together. And when the devil tries to get in the church, we've got to recognize that he's not on anybody else's ground. But devil, you're on our turf now. Hallelujah. And I'm going to show you a thing or two. I want to tell you, church, church, we don't need to back down. I mean, we can charge hell. I mean, we can charge the giant because we've got somebody living inside. Oh, glory to God. I mean, that can help us to overcome. Oh, glory to God. Oh, if we would learn to make stepping stones instead of stumbling blocks, I mean, we would find that we could go on to greater victory. I mean, we'd find that revival would be so much easier. Hallelujah. Oh, I mean, why is it? Because oftentimes that giant stands there and he stands in your way. He stands and hinders your freedom. And he stands there and hinders you from getting in the worship service. I mean, oh, glory to God. He hinders your freedom and your liberty that is rightfully yours. And David goes down and he looks, and we can go to verse 29, and David says, is there not a cause? I mean, we all know that, don't we? I mean, is there not a cause? I mean, why in the world? I mean, would I want this giant to stand before me? I mean, and block the way? I mean, take my freedom that's rightly mine? I mean, take my liberty that's rightly mine? I mean, take the peace and joy that God has given? I mean, that's rightly mine? I mean, I want to tell you, may be in a trial here tonight, and you may be in a test. I mean, the devil may be pressing on you, but I'm here to tell you something. I mean, the glory to God, that the Lord wants you to make a stepping stone out of a giant tonight and overcome the devil. I say that we can have revival. I know we can have revival. And because every great man of God, wow, and every great revival has come when they put the devil under their feet and did not listen to what he had to say. But they said, oh, I may be little and I may be small, but greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world. And church, the sooner we recognize that we don't have to cower, that the devil stole from us, and recognize that the Lord wants to do it in us. Hey, he's defying my God. He's defying my faith. He's defying my joy. He's bringing me low. I say, get him under your feet. I say, get him under your feet. Oh, glory to God. Think about it for a moment. Let me slow down here for a moment. Think about it. What is that giant that's gotten your way that has prevented you from pursuing revival like you should? Maybe you were going along great. That victory at Calvary, and you stepped on top of sin. Victorious. And the devil came along and has whispered in your ear over and over again. Maybe he's told you that you really ain't got much. Maybe he told you what you possess is not really yours. Maybe he's told you the ground you're standing on, I mean, just going to fall out from underneath of you and everything's going to fall apart. I mean, I want to tell you something. It's not his territory to talk about. I mean, all he can do is lie about it. I mean, all he can do is try to bring us low with it. I mean, but glory to God, it's my territory. It's your territory. I mean, you may be here tonight and you may be facing a battle. I mean, difficulties that I don't even know about. I mean, things I've never been through. I mean, but I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what you're facing. I mean, because there is a God that's greater. I mean, there is a God that's greater. He's greater than any demon of hell. He's greater than the devil himself. He's got control of this world. I mean, he formed it in the palm of his hands. He made this world and breathed bright life into it. I mean, glory to God, he breathed upon the waters and set everything in order. Do you think he's going to give rein to the devil and let him do whatever he wants to do? I tell you, church, he holds it in the palm of his hand, and I'm in the palm of his hand, and that means I mean, can have victory in the name of Jesus. I can make a stepping stone out of my giant. I can overcome and I can come through. I say, fight the fight of faith. I say, go for it. Is there not a cause? Oh, the church can become complacent with the territory that they've been given. We will see that with the children of Israel. God had granted them a promised land. God had granted them a great, wondrous place. Oh, hallelujah. We can find all that God did for them. We can find how he moved for them. Hallelujah. But they lost their territory because they became satisfactory with the world. Amen. They became satisfied with the world. Hallelujah. They let giants come in and dwell among them. Amen. They gave their daughters to the giants. From, I ain't just talking about giants physically, church. I'm talking about the very thing that opposes the church. And I want to tell you tonight, we cannot afford, amen, to flirt with the world. We cannot afford, amen, to let the world creep in among us and just be satisfied and think it's okay. Amen. Because, oh, I look at a group of people and a man named Saul. Amen. That was king. Amen. Just look at it for a minute. Amen. They had set the battle in array. Amen. They had came against each other. Amen. The Bible said they set the battle in array. I don't know. Amen. If they just come out and, amen, drew their sword and Goliath stood out on the, amen, on the hillside and went boo. And they all ran back to where they were. I don't know what happened. But it just kind of seems, you read the story, it just seems like, amen, every time they set the battle in array, amen, they all fled back to their little tents. We're talking about men who were well armed and well trained. They had the armor. They had the skill. They had been versed in hand-to-hand combat. They had the horses and the chariots. But for some reason, they decided to sit in their tents, amen, and let some young man who didn't know the dangers necessarily come along and say, God, hey, this guy's not going to defy my God. And church, can I tell you where we are sometimes? I mean, I don't know what you're facing tonight, but I know that there's something in your life. I mean, there's somebody here tonight that needs to hear this. I mean, young person, I mean, you may not feel like you can overcome your life. You may not be able to feel like you can overcome the place you've been raised. You may not be able to feel you can overcome the situation you're in. I'm here to preach to you. You can put the devil of the lifestyle that people are in today under your feet, and it can be a stepping stone to great things. Oh, glory to God. It doesn't have to be death. It doesn't have to be destruction. You don't have to end up the way that some who have ended up in jail and in prison over their lifestyle. But I tell you tonight, there is a God that's greater than any giant that you face. And we've got to learn, amen, to go and face the devil on his own. I tell you tonight, amen, what the Lord wants to do, he wants to bring you out. He wants to bring you out from where you are. Amen. He wants to show you who he is. He wants to show you how real he is. He wants to confirm in your heart, amen, how wonderful God really is. But church, let me tell you something. We've got to get such a desire, amen, down deep in our heart. But oh, we are not going to let the devil, amen, do it to us. He may have did it to others, but he has no right and he has no claim to who I am. But I am his. Oh, glory to God. Well equipped. They had everything they needed. But David decides, I'm not going to sit here. I am not going to stay here. I'm not going to stay in this place. I've got some stepping stones to look back to. When God moved on me, I can remember when I stepped on the bear and I stepped on the lion. And what's another big tall guy? I'll make him another stepping stone of faith. I tell you what, if you'll begin to step out on God and you'll begin to step out on the things that God will do, amen, glory to God, our faith is not going to be so weak that we can't believe God to heal a cold. Amen, but we can believe God to take down the biggest giants, amen, that have faced us. Amen, you may be facing, amen, trouble in your family tonight. It may be a giant that's came against you and has got you so low that you can't see through it. Amen, it may be a darkness that has oppressed you, amen, that you feel like you can't get victory. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there is a God, amen, glory, hallelujah, that anoints you, and he'll touch your life, and he'll come down on you just like he did David, and he'll give you victory over that giant. Oh, glory to God, he'll give you victory over the devil. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you something. There are those who have been trained, amen, but they've not pulled the sword. They've been satisfied to sit. Amen, they've been satisfied to let the enemy take territory. They've been satisfied to let the devil destroy the service. But I say, give us a group of people, amen, it's not going to let the devil, amen, rule in the house of God and not rule in their life. But give us victories and give us glorious services, because we're going to press through it. Whatever we got to do, we're going to get to Jesus tonight. Whatever we got to do, we're going to touch heaven tonight. Amen. Because the devil is not, amen, going to bring us down. Are we a generation today that will do whatever to get to Jesus? Are we a people today that are recognized what God will do for us? Do we recognize that the power that has been bestowed to us? Oftentimes, we stand back from the battle and eat our bread and cheese like those men did. And we sit back and say, wonder how those young people are getting in. Oh, I wish I could feel like they did tonight. Wonder how that person, man, I wish I'd get in like they did tonight. I want to tell you what. God never anointed David to kill the bear or the lion or the giant until he said, I'll go. And when he got in the valley and when he approached the lion, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And some of you here tonight, what you need to do is come back against the devil, not in your own power, not in your own thinking, not in your own way of approaching things, but you've got to come back to God in this avenue. You've got to come back and say, in the name of Jesus, oh, I don't come to you in worldly knowledge. I don't come to you in my own thinking, but what I come to you, devil, in is I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Glory to God. This is my territory. Amen. This is my church. Amen. This is my youth group, and I will take back the devil. Amen. The ground the devil stole from me. Amen. Can I tell you something? The Lord, amen, longs to bestow it upon us here tonight. But David's heart was stirred. It was stirred within him. He recognized there was a fight of faith to be done, and he was willing to do it. Amen. Is there anybody in this place tonight? Amen. You know what's facing you, but are you willing to beat the devil? You know what the saddest part of this story is? Let me preach just a little bit to you here tonight. I'll try not to tarry long. But the saddest part of the story to me, Brother Blue, is this. It wasn't even David's giant to kill. It wasn't even David's giant to kill. It wasn't his responsibility. There were grown men. Listen to me, older folks. There were grown men. It was their responsibility to take the giant down for a younger generation. It was their responsibility to kill him. They had the know-how. They had the training. But if they won't do it, God will send somebody who will be willing. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. Hey, man, young, older folks, we got to promote revival. But if we won't show them how, God will. Hey, man. Oh, hallelujah. If we won't get in the altars and pray with them, God will come alongside and teach them how. Hallelujah. But it's sad to me. Amen. When I have seen families broken apart and young people destroyed because mom and dad would not kill the obstacles in their life. They would not kill the giants that faced them. They would not kill those obstacles that had came. And so they passed their obstacles of destruction on to the next generation and to the next generation and to the next generation until God got in some young person's heart and said, it stops with me. I will not allow it to take my life. I will not allow it, amen, to make me a drunkard or a dope addict. I will not allow it to make me a worldly Christian. But I will stand for God. All those things mom and daddy should have destroyed and all those things they should have thrown out, it stops with me. But I say, older folks here tonight, let it stop with you and let a younger generation go in to fight their own giants instead of having to fight ours too. I say give them the freedom. Amen. To fight for God. Give them the liberty to stand on their own feet and face the devil. God forbid that they would have to fight our battles for us. I have seen young folks struggle because they were trying to pull mom and daddy up. You ever seen it? They were trying to hold mom and daddy up. They were trying to help mom and daddy overcome their obstacles. Hey, man, if mom and dad had killed it, hey, man, those young people would have went on to greater victories because they could have moved on down the road. Hallelujah. But let me preach to you young folks. Hey, man, let me preach to you here tonight. Hey, man, you may get obstacles in your life and in your youth group. Hey, man, but they cannot afford to become obstacles for the whole youth group. Hey, man, you may have individual things that face you. You may be listening to the wrong music. Hey, man, you may be dabbling in the wrong kind of things and watching wrong kind of movies. Hey, man, I want to tell you something, young folks. Hey, man, you don't let those things rub off on everybody else. Hey, man, you better get it to an altar and get it under the blood, because we don't want to corrupt everybody else around us. Amen. Just because we can't win over our own battles. I tell you what the Lord wants to do for you tonight. He wants to give you final victory. He wants to give you back territory that the devil stole from you. I say win the battle, overcome the obstacle, and let's press on to revival. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We can't oftentimes find revival. Amen, young folks, because when we approach the altar, it's lined with giants. And we go to that altar and we pray by one, and we let one kneel down beside us and persuade us that when we get up, he can go with us back to our seat. We find, however, every time that we still go home miserable. Sinner, if you're in this place tonight, you're going to go home miserable if you take the giant of sin with you, because he's going to oppress you, and ultimately the Bible told us he's going to kill and destroy you. Amen. That's his desire. His desire is to ruin your life. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you're here tonight, maybe you don't have a good heritage in a Christian family. Amen. I want to tell you something. It can start today. It can start today. It doesn't have to start with generations gone by, but it can start today. And those giants that are killed today, think about it. Think about it, young folks. Amen. Think about it. If you'll get the music under the blood, and you'll get movies under the blood, and you'll get the things you look at under the blood, and the places you go under the blood, amen, your generation after you and your children, when you get married, will not have the devil in some of those things. Oh, yes, the devil's going to approach them. But they say, Mom and Daddy did it. Mom and Daddy overcame it. Oh, that brother in the youth group that I was with, my best friend overcame it. That young lady got victory. Oh, glory to God. There was a long line of illegitimate children, but it stops with me. And I will not defile myself. Oh, glory to God. And God will give you victory. But you've got to make a stepping stone. Oh, out of your giant and go on to victory. Giants may be tall, but hallelujah, when you step up on top of them, think of the territory that you can see beyond. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got the giant under my feet. And look, God, what you've given me. All I can see is the backsides of the enemy running the other way. Oh, I tell you what, young folks. Amen. You get on fire for God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can put the enemy to flight. Do we have obstacles here tonight that we should have killed? Parents, is there ones that we have that we must be honest? Our children will do in excess of what we do. We may feel moderate. We may feel like we're where we should be. But our children will only take it as a pass to pursue the passions. They'll only take it as a pass to pursue those passions that you threw yourself into. And many times I have seen it firsthand ruin great young people. Adults, let me just preach to you. You know I'm preaching the truth here tonight. You know I'm preaching the truth. I'm here to try to help us, because there's somebody in this house tonight. And I felt it in my spirit in prayer. There's a parent here. I'm not here to bring you low, but I'm here to bring you to an altar. The word of God is. And there's something you've got to kill. Hey, amen. I know we say you can mention everybody. Yes, I did. But I felt like there was people in every category tonight. Somebody. May not be many. Church, I have faced my own obstacles. Can I just share with you here a little bit tonight? There was obstacles as a young person raised in church all my life. That there had to be a day when I said, enough is enough. There had to be a day. And if I had not came to that day and decided today's the day that I'm going to stand on you. Oh, today's the day that I'm going to stand on you. Oh, it's only by the grace of God that he's brought me thus far. But I sure wouldn't be here today if I had not said today's the day. Hallelujah. And I feel like telling somebody here tonight, tonight's your night. Amen, tonight's your night. Amen, you know that God's been drawing you, sinner. Amen, to pray and receive salvation. Amen, tonight's your night. Amen, tonight's the night to find Jesus. Amen, tonight's the night to find his blessed Savior. Amen, but young folks, amen, examine your own hearts here tonight. Amen. What's the devil tried to get you into? Amen. That you've hid from others. Amen. You've hid from somebody that maybe finally you revealed. Amen. To a close friend. And now they ride down the road and listen to the same thing you're listening to. And they dabble in the same things you're dabbling in. I want to tell you, Amen. If a giant can get victory over one, he can get victory over all. Hallelujah. He works one by one by one. Amen. Oh, he struck it in the heart of Saul. And we find a whole army sitting down and letting the devil defile. Amen. And defy God. Amen. To his face. Oh, but it just took one man. It just took one man. And when he stood up on the chest of a great and mighty giant, amen, Israel got something down deep in him and said, hey, I believe I can go to battle today. I believe I can win too. I believe I can overcome too. I say, young folks, if you overcome, amen, the devil, and you'll get that obstacle under your feet, amen, there'll be those that arise with you. There'll be those that come behind you. Oh, glory to God, we must win. Oh, I know at times you don't feel like much. Young folks, you may not feel like much, but think about it. Just the chest plate and the breastplate of Goliath weighed more than David did. David couldn't even pick it up off the ground, I believe. 270-something pounds, if I remember right, is what that weighed. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got it wrote down right here, 194 pounds. Amen, 278 pounds of armor overall is what Goliath wore. Amen, could you imagine? Amen, little old scrawny David. Amen, he wasn't nobody to look at. That was the marvelous thing about it. I want to tell you, you may not feel like much, but if God will get in the arrangements and you'll seek God, God can do mighty things. Amen, but are we willing to face? Are we willing to defy? Amen, this devil that has came against us. Are we willing? Church, he's standing on our ground. Amen, he has taken our liberty and he's taken our freedom to worship. Amen, we can't raise our hands like we want to. Amen, because we got a giant standing next to us. Amen, we can't get the room to shout. Amen, get the freedom to step out in the aisle. Amen, because there's a giant blocking the way. Amen, maybe it's pride that stands there. Amen, maybe he's a big giant that wants you to step out. Amen, if you're an older person, you ain't shouted in a long time, I ain't saying you got to shout here tonight. Amen, I'm just telling you. Amen, if the reason you haven't is because there's somebody standing in the way, amen, you push him out of the way and say, oh, amen, I'm going to find my liberty again. I'm going to find my joy again. I'm going to find my shout again. I'm going to find my praise and worship again. I'm going to magnify God. I mean, church, we can have revival, but we can only have it when we're standing on the head and on the chest of a devil, and we get him under our feet, and we can find a great victory. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I could preach a lot more about it here tonight. Young person, what is it you face? You don't have to tell me. It's not important that I know. It's just important that you look back at the devil and then you show him who's on your side. Hallelujah. Goliath comes down with a sword. He comes down with a spear and a shield. He comes down with an armor bearer. He comes down, amen, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, with all this with him. Oh, but I want to tell you, Seth, David came down with that, amen, just that lowly shepherd, Seth. He came down with a little bag, amen. He came down, oh, with the five smooth stones, as we well know, amen. He came down, amen, with a sling in his hand, amen. But there was one more thing that had equal armor, really, if you want to go through and look at it. But there was one deciding factor that David had, amen, that Goliath did not have. He said, I come to you with the Lord on my side. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight, amen, when you come to this altar, you'll not be alone. Amen, you'll not be alone. Amen, because the devil may come with many pressing armor. It may seem big and huge. It may seem to overwhelm you. But you've got something greater on your side. And it's the power of an almighty God. Amen, to bring you through the trial and lift you above the test. Amen, is there anybody in the house tonight that wants to kill a giant before it kills you? I pray that there be somebody in this house tonight. Holy Ghost, help me. That would decide that today's the last day that I'm staying here on this battlefield and watching this giant come out and spit in my face and defile me. Amen, defy me to my face. Amen. Is there a young person in this place, a young lady? Amen. There's something been nagging at you. There's been some obstacle getting a hold of you. Amen. It's kept you from getting what you really want so far. Amen. In this revival, or even in the past services, amen, at the home church here. Amen. You felt like the oppression of the devil is on you. Amen. You feel like you can't find the liberty that you need. I want to tell you what you need to do. Amen. You need to find an altar of prayer, and you need to get on top of that devil. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And you can come up standing on top. Amen. And when you make a stepping stone out of that, amen, God will open doors for you, and God will open the victories for you, and God will open a way for you. But are you willing to kill, amen, the giant? Amen. Are you willing to put him under your feet? Amen. Older person here tonight saying to God, listen to me. To God. Amen. We cannot pick on these young generation. Amen. Glory to God for their failures. Amen. Because oftentimes they just mirror ours. Amen. Oftentimes they're just a reflection of what we've done. I say, hallelujah. Amen. Let's show them how to live. Let's show them how to win. Let's show them how to fight. Oh, what a day it had been. What a day it had been. Amen. If they had got under conviction for the way they were living and said, no, David, amen, you're not going to do it. Amen. Eliab would have stepped up his older brother and said, I'll go. Let me go. Let me go. You know what I say? If it takes a younger generation to get us on fire, then Lord, let it be. If it takes a younger sibling even to get us on fire for God, then let it be. If it takes our children getting under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, then let it be. Oh, but Lord, let us as a people and a group and a church even decide that we will fight the devil. Sweet Holy Ghost. Help us here tonight, Lord. You're here tonight. I don't say that lightly, but I felt the burden on my heart. I feel like pulling for somebody. I feel like pulling for somebody. That if you do not get that giant out of the way, think about it. What brings complacency? It's when we're idle. 40 days. Great men of battle. Head and shoulders above the rest in a camp. Sit and watched the giant defile their country. 40 days. There has to be a place, church. There has to be a time. As Esther and Mordecai said to her, for such a time as this. One individual. We can be those that turn our families. There were obstacles in my life, church. There were obstacles in my life. And I recognized some of those were seeping into my oldest child. Listen to me. If I told you, you wouldn't think great things about them. But I seen them. I seen them as they took hold. And affections of this world that got a hold. I want to tell you, there's things that grow and they grow fast. And they get a hold at a young age. And I had to take it to an altar. I didn't want to, but I seen something that scared me. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. And thankful he was really young. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Amen. When you pray them through and get on top of them, I believe, I know they're going to fight their battles, but they sure don't need double battles. Hallelujah. They sure don't need double battles. Amen. They're going to have their own weights to carry. They're going to have their own giants to face. Amen. They're going to have their own obstacles to overcome. But I want to tell you something. When the load's lighter and they've only got to approach one instead of two, amen, I tell you where the odds are a whole lot better. I know. Amen. Glory to God. Us plus God, as the brothers already said. Amen. Glory to God equals victory every time. Amen. But what we need in this place tonight is we need you to step out and recognize that there is something facing you. Amen. Has God dealt with you, young married couple? Has God dealt with you about your home? Has he dealt with you about the way you're setting it up and about the things you're pursuing? Has he dealt with you? I want to tell you, there'll be a day, amen, when your children mimic everything you do. Amen. Do we want them processing? Amen. And living everything that we do. Amen. Glory to God, we've got to check it on the grounds. mean, we want them to be great men of God and great women of God. I say, let's kill every obstacle. Let's stand up on the chest of the giant tonight and let's find victory. I mean, you know what I feel like? I feel like somebody needs to come to the front. I mean, somebody needs to come to the front. I mean, glory to God. I wish I could have preached to you here tonight. I mean, glory to God. But I want to tell you what we need. I mean, we need a I mean, I don't care if you step on it. I mean, I'll tell you, that's the giant laying there tonight. I mean, is there a young person that needs to come? And they just need to get right on the giant and say, devil, I'm here to stand on you tonight. I'm here to stand on you. I mean, I want to tell you what God will do. If you make a statement in the face of the devil, I mean, God will bring you through. And God, I mean, will help you overcome. But there must be a determination. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I mean, you are not going to bring me down. But I'm going to climb higher. I'm going to climb higher on the chest of a giant. I'm going to climb higher and find victory. Are you here tonight? I know you are. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. The only person that needs to be ashamed is those who sit there and watch another youth go before them. I don't know about you, but I'd have been afraid to go home and tell my wife I had the battle go today. Well, did you guys kill Goliath? Well, kind of like Gideon. You know, all those afraid, you can go home. Wonder what they told their wives. But somebody's got to go on. I sure don't want to be ashamed. I sure don't want to come before the judgment seat of God and Him say, why did Caleb have to kill what you should have killed? I don't want no marks on my record because of battles I should have won. You're here tonight. You're here tonight. You know the only way to win is come to an altar. Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? This does not shame us, folks. This shows the devil that we're serious. I don't think bad of anybody comes because I know my own times I had to come and kill those obstacles. Those that need to be ashamed often are those who sit and let the devil and the giant keep them in their pew. And they take it home to their family, or they take it home to their youth group, or they pass it around the young married couples. Listen to me. We've got giants that need killed. And they need killed tonight. They need killed tonight. Would there be a young person here tonight? I'm not asking you to come and stomp on my jacket. It's just a symbol I know. And I want to tell you something. If you feel like it, you're welcome to come up here tonight. Or if you feel like coming to an altar of prayer. I'll just be honest with you, church. I'm not going to stop. Most of the time I just make general altar calls. Sometimes I'll be specific. But I feel like tonight there's somebody that needs to come. Do you know what God can make out of you if you'll come to the altar? Do you know what you can be if you'll come to an altar? You're here tonight. Don't let that giant stay with you. Don't take him home. Don't take him home. Oh, glory to God. Oh, don't take him home. Oh, is there a young person? Come on, let's move. And let's come to the altar tonight. Amen. This is what it's about. This is what we're here for. We are here to gain victory. We're here to gain territory. We're here to climb higher. Amen. We're here to get things under the blood. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's not a service just like last night. Amen. I want to tell you what it can be before it's over. Amen. Glory to God. If we will gain victories and we'll find and put the devil under our feet. Amen. We can find that the Lord, amen, longs to do some things in this service tonight. Amen. Are we willing? Amen. We willing, amen, to face those things that oftentimes we have turned aside and we've not wanted to look at, we've not wanted to recognize, I mean, we've not wanted to acknowledge that they're there. I say, let's come to the altar tonight. But when you come, God will come with you. Every head bowed here tonight. Is there somebody in the house? And you need to be saved. You need to be saved. And you want that crimson blood to wash away your sin. As you come and kneel before Jesus and ask Him to come into your life. Is there anybody here tonight? While heads are bowed, just slip out and come to the altar. Just slip out and come to the altar. Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here you want to come to this altar tonight and pray that Jesus would touch your life? You hate where you are. Amen. You hate the life that you have. Amen. You hate that sinful way that you're in. Amen. You have felt the oppression. You felt the devil bring you down. Amen. Is anybody here tonight would like to come to the altar? Amen. You're here and you want to come. Amen. And make Jesus your personal Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Is there anybody? Please come if you're here. Because you can win. Is there a young person? Come on, young person. Let's don't tarry. Come on, come on. And this church, this is what about. We're here for one another. We're here for one another. We're to hold one another up. Amen. You know what? Well, you know what would really encourage David if somebody would have took his hand and said, I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going with you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you feel like tonight there's somebody close to you and God lays them on your heart, amen, let's come to this altar with them tonight. Amen. But I tell you, young person, are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? There's somebody in this place, amen. Somebody needs. Amen. You need to acknowledge where you are. Amen. You need to acknowledge the place that you're in. Amen. You need to overcome tonight. Amen. Do you know how critical it is to win? Do you know how critical it is to overcome? Amen. Is there any adults in the place? Amen. Amen. Maybe you just want to gather in. Amen. Maybe you just want to come into this altar. Amen. I tell you, church, we can overcome. We can make stepping stones out of the devil in our life. Amen. We can find a place to overcome in Jesus. You can come maybe and stand on somebody else's giant. You can come and help stand on somebody else's giant. You can come and gain victory over somebody else's giant. Hallelujah. Amen. You can come and kill giants for future generations. Oh, Lord, as we offer ourselves to you. As we offer ourselves to you. Oh, young couples, is there anything here tonight? Let's acknowledge it. Oh, let's acknowledge it. Let's go down to the battlefield with it. Oh, hallelujah. Let's take those things that are familiar to us. Let's just take those things that we know. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's take a stone of prayer. Let's take a stone of repentance. Oh, God, and offer it up before you. Oh, Lord, if there's any parents here tonight. Oh, Lord, if there's any parents here tonight that recognize where they are and recognize where they slipped up. Lord, let them determine in their heart today, oh, that this giant will be dead. Oh, it will be a stepping stone after tonight. Oh, those things will be cleaned out. Life will be cleaned up. Oh, glory to God. You will be given reign and be Lord of our life, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We're not going to let him steal our victory. We're not going to let him steal our praise. But God, we give ourselves to you.